This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Free Left Turn, a left wing perspective here on 89.0 Free FM. Kia ora, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. Yes, we've just.
I'm just waving to Frank.
Yeah, you got sidetracked. Sorry about that. No need for that dead air. This week. Yes.
Well, I suppose what's the positives?
How much time have you got?
One less warmonger in the world, Lindsey Graham from America. An avid supporter of the American military industrial complex. When they do as a state, how many shares, if he had shares in it, or he was just he was just a zealot. But
those words, never speak ill of the dead.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to speak ill of him, but I'm just saying.
Then I said, until the passing of Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily have to mourn him either, you know?
No.
Especially like, you know, he was sort of, you know, some of more infamous quotes like, let's just wipe all of Gaza, all the Gazans out, just wipe them out, you know, this sort of thing, just completely. And he was also an avid supporter of the Ukraine, supplying weaponry to the Ukraine war.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So. But surprisingly enough, say all that, South Carolina, he was, I think, their congressman for senator for 30 years or something, you know? Still got voted back in, you know?
Heavily inbred.
Doesn't say a lot about the voters, does it?
Yeah. No, well, you know, and it's scary because it's like, okay, you can
do
no wrong.
And he won't be the only one. There'd be someone else of similar ilk. He'll put himself forward.
And I think it's just
And it's probably heavily evangelical Bible Belt area.
Combination is just getting worse.
But isn't it the irony, the hypocrisy of Christianity and warmongering? It just does my head in. How can you say that you're a Christian, go to church on Sunday, and then say it's okay to just look the other way and killing and death?
There's always that vengeance of God stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's awful. It's just awful.
And the other one that was sad was Sam Neill. I liked him. He was a good actor. He did a fair number of movies. Yeah. I still remember his early days when he was in Riley, Ace of Spies. I think it was a British production.
Okay.
Set during the Russian Civil War after Britain tried to interfere.
Yeah,
and support the white Russians trying to get rid of the Bolsheviks.
I
remember Dead Calm, and that was with Nicole Kidman taking her clothes off, basically.
That's what you ruined, not because of Sam Neill.
Well, she was very new, so that was one of the. It was a very good movie, and of course, that was her sort of one of her named breakthroughs in the.
I still reckon my favourite Sam Neill movie was Death in Brunswick with John Clarke.
Okay, yeah.
That was really, really
good. That's our John Clarke.
Our John Clarke.
Fred Dagg.
Very good. Okay. Black comedy.
Yeah.
So rest in peace, Sam.
Well, and he was also, he wasn't afraid to speak out on stuff.
And he wasn't, from what I've read, he wasn't into this celebrity status thing. He was quite, not modest, but self-deprecating, maybe.
Yeah, and he still had the comforts of life, don't get me wrong.
And he had, towards the end of life, he was having a battle with...
trying to stop a mine down next to his winery or something. Yeah.
I remember Sleeping Dogs. I've seen it once. like what is it, a despotic, a dictatorial
government.
Oh,
is that one where the American troops on the streets of Auckland and things like that?
Yeah,
I've seen it years and years ago, 70s.
Yeah, 77.
Phenomenal movie.
Yeah. Because they spoke to Roger Donaldson, who directed it. So,
Well, how old was Sam Neill?
78 when he died.
Oh, so he's a fair age.
Yeah, fair age, yeah. So,
as we get closer.
Had not been a well man by all accounts. From what I read, he hadn't been a well man. He'd cancer of blood or something.
Yeah, he's had a few health
complications.
Issues.
Yeah. So, anyway, rest in peace, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other one was Omen 3. So that's that was a continuation franchise.
Yeah, he did a few horror movies and Jurassic Park. And well known sort of.
And he was a Labour man too, apparently.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about politics, I see Mr. Benman. You were saying before we came on air that Mr. Benman's been having
Count Binface.
Sorry,
Count
Binface. Beg your pardon.
Yeah,
Count.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, I'm not into titles. Should be Mr. Binface. But yeah, apparently he's been having a few words about like up and coming by election in Clacton on Sea in UK.
Yeah,
it's been some funny things that.
Well, of course,
he's quite astute, really.
Oh, he's been done this for a long time, and he is a political character, you know.
And the last by election out in Birmingham, he managed to get himself in the camera because he's quite astute getting photo.
Well, you guys have that standing in the hall, don't you?
Yeah,
it's sort of a tradition, I suppose. So
because the big hairy network paid a snippet of his interview with a reporter, and the reporter said, "Oh, you don't even live here," and he said, "I'll be moving here tonight." I could be moving to Macclesfield as well. So but then he said, "Well," he asked the question back to the reporter, "Well, do you live here?" "Oh, no, got nothing to do with me." And then he made the comment about Farage. He doesn't even live here either.
Mm-hmm.
So I found he's quite astute.
So
apart from that, are there more candidates who put themselves forward?
There's a few other fringe parties.
The Tories. Eh? That's a fringe party.
Yeah.
Lunatic fringe.
Yeah. So, but there's a few others that
the Greens.
Yeah, major parties have all said they're not standing.
So Lib Dems
because they believe
aren't there.
It's a farce. You know, it's an abuse.
So Lib Dems aren't there. No. Labour's not there. Yeah. Tories.
Tories not there.
So who's left?
Restore's not there. They're not doing it. No, they're not standing. So basically, you've got Count Binface
and a couple of independents.
The, the crazy loony party and something.
Well, they
else.
Always crop up anyway.
I think
that'll be interesting because if people who don't like, if they don't want to, a lot won't vote. But if you really want to give him Farage egg on his face,
you would vote Binface.
Yeah, it's got the potential to happen.
Yeah.
I just have this mental picture of him winning the by-election and standing up in Parliament to give his maiden speech.
I saw quite a clever meme that says, "Don't vote Restored. Reform, don't vote Restore, vote Refuse." Going, alluding about Count Binface.
I wonder if he's been mistaken and actually used for Refuge.
Well, it's quite a flash thing, so watch his face. So that's given them. it's given them something to try. Well, it hasn't distracted poor England, and my condolences, Mick, about the football.
With
the Argentinians. So I had my money on. I had my money on England. I thought, they're going to bring it home.
Yeah, I've decided I'm going to be Spanish for 2 hours tomorrow.
Yeah, when is the final? Monday?
It's Sunday.
Monday.
Well, there'll be a few people not going to work.
7 o'clock in the morning. I can't remember. It's
quite
difference.
Early.
12.
There'll be a few people not going to work. Football fans around the world.
I think Nicholas Skull had a sweepstake about this and who would win, and her team was Spain. She's definitely holding out.
They have played some lovely football.
And
the Argies have been, don't know how they're still there, but they've played to the whistle at the end, and England was, I don't know what England were doing, busy counting their money, I suppose.
Playing defensively.
Yeah.
Which you don't do with Argentinians.
Yeah, no. You're going to do it for 30 minutes, as somebody said.
Yeah.
Should have gone all out.
But there is another big issue that Donald Trump's not very happy with about the World Cup is in Canada, they've got terrible forest fires in Ontario, etc., and that smoke is heading is in
going
America.
Over the border, yeah.
You know, which goes back. People think about it's okay to have nukes, etc. Never, always remember that the you know dust and everything can go in the air. So, yeah. When you're promoting war, just remember it can float round. You know,
so why is he unhappy with the Canadians?
Well, all the smoke. So
not
of course,
doing enough to. Sweet
to mitigate it. Yeah. Well, yeah, he's complaining that Canada's not, you know, not doing enough, but it's going to affect the World Cup because it's quite smoky.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so yeah. Yeah, so yeah.
Well, that's just too bloody bad.
Yeah, so they might have, you know, have had water break, dehydration breaks. They'll probably have to have, you know, air breaks. So then there'll be you know, what do you call it? Getting fresh air. So then someone will say they'll put some enhancer into the air bottles to make them play run faster.
Well, they shouldn't admit oxygen thieves then, should they?
Yeah.
So that's quite concerned. And they say the haze, you can see it in satellite, et cetera, all over a lot of America.
Space, yeah.
Because where has it been played? New York, is it?
Or New Jersey. Where's New Jersey?
New Jersey. That's on the
north. That's close, isn't it?
East coast. Northeast, yeah.
I think it's New Jersey.
New Jersey, so. And he apparently is going to it. Hope he gets a roaring reception.
Well, that'll be interesting. He's not particularly popular. You know, and that New Jersey wouldn't be a strong Republican area, you wouldn't think.
No.
I hope he's made to feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he was in the, you know, when they had the New York, even though he's from New York, you know, when the Knicks played their game and they won it, you know, he was booed, resoundingly booed at
good.
The...
he does have his own bloody nonsense, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, but speaking of Mr. Trump, mm-hmm. we should use that term very lightly,
mm-hmm.
Him and his infantile carry-on about the 2020 election result.
Banging on about
this.
Why has he even brought it up?
Because he believes it was stolen.
Yeah.
That's his belief.
But he got re-elected in 24, so why can't he just let it go?
Well, he did the same with the Saudis when he went over to Saudi. They're all sitting there listening to him talking about the election.
Yeah.
Where he won. And they're all looking at each other, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah.
And there's been numerous investigations, court proceedings, looking into it, and there's...
And he's lost all of them.
Yeah, and there's very little evidence of electoral fraud.
It does go on, but it's only minuscule numbers. It's fractions.
Pulls out Chinese interference in the election, Russian interference in the election.
That's what he claimed, that the Chinese engaged in the biggest hacking in history of 250 million people's particulars, you know, information.
But he's so full of, you know... He just throws it out there, and people don't. It's just like it keeps going. But I think he's done a lot of harm to America's image, and they know it. I think the average
The European leaders can't stand him.
No.
The old late queen never did the first time around.
But I think America generally, there's some diehards, of course, but they're thinning down, you know.
Oh, one of them's died, so that's...
Yeah, there's one less.
But I hope that carries on to when they actually come to voting.
I thought the dying off was carrying on.
Because what usually happens, people moan about the government and then they think, when it gets close and close to polling, they always vote the way they always have done.
Yeah.
So it's all a lot of hot air.
It strange is that, you know, like Trump and other leaders have done it too, your vote was jigged or something else. But does Trump ever say 50% of our people didn't vote?
No, they don't say
for
that.
For democracy?
No.
You know, the elections were decided with 53%. You know,
They
don't talk about that. It's just, it's rigged, exactly. No one says, we want to have a better democracy.
Yeah, but you're alluding to a balanced conversation.
Yeah, that's what you are. Yeah.
And the same here. The same happens in New Zealand. Yeah. They don't care that if there's 35% don't vote, never mind. Poor don't vote.
Because the PR people just spin it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he lost that election by about, I think the popular vote by 11 million plus. So
that was in 2020.
And
he got, he had that term and COVID came along and he got punished for it. But did Americans' foreign policy change?
No.
Did the big bad things about America
actually, they got worse, to be frank.
But Biden might have been a better veneer, But the American military complex continued on.
Still tainted.
Everything went on. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter who's at the front face unless they have a... They basically need a brain transplant.
Just business as usual.
In that mix, there was the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility America Act, or Save America Act for short.
Yeah.
And it's made it through its... I think it's made itself through the representatives all right, but it's come to up to the Senate, and it's kind of stalled, and Trump has shown his ire about this being stalled there, because there's been four Republican senators have voted against a component of it,
right?
And that's what stalled it.
Yeah, because I believe the Americans they tend to try and push things through in big packages.
Yeah,
and you can have a military package that also has some
other stuff going on.
Some tents for the like the Venezuelan. They hide stuff in there, so it's not like we just want to have 100 tanks go through on this bill. No, it encompasses military, but it encompasses all sorts of stuff. So it's huge stuff sort through. And they say it's deliberate, of course, because then a lot of stuff just,
slips through.
Yeah.
So part of that was people need to provide documentary proof of US citizenship to register to vote. But they're saying, we've got that already.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's...
And you've got IDs anyway.
Yeah, they do. They've got IDs. They've done it for years.
Another layer of surveillance, of bureaucracy.
To weed out those...
Well, it's voter suppression, isn't
it? Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, to weed out those, maybe say, your signature doesn't look like that on your voting paper, does it?
But then a lot of his base aren't known particularly for being Rhodes Scholars. I'm trying to be polite here.
Inbreds is a better word, I'd say.
That could be that as well. So he's got to be a bit careful about trying to suppress it too much, because then his own base will find it too hard and they go, not voting, stay home and eat my grits on the fireplace.
So I'm listening to one particular MS YouTube posting, and they're saying that he may have this kind of a plan to suppress the come mid elections with the use of such things as ICE and the army. Yeah.
Well,
he's grasping for power. Because the writing on the wall is saying that they will the Republicans will lose both representatives and Senate.
If they lose they often do. Let's face it, America, often the sitting presidents and their party lose the midterms.
Yeah, become sitting ducks.
Trump said it out loud. We have to win it, because if I lose Congress, that's okay, because they can go for impeachment. But if he loses the Senate as well, then the impeachment can be passed and he's out. So, it's not a done by a the judge and jury, so to speak, are the politicians.
So what they're fearing at come election or the voting booths is that he was going to attempt to put ICE agents there, armed agents there. And according to one person, and he I think he was a, I think it was either FBI or whatever, it's totally illegal.
Mm. And ICE has been in the news this week because there's been a couple of incidents. Murdered another one.
One was just driving his workers to their job. Maryland or Maine? No, Maine. And what's the other one?
Was it New?
Was it? And I think it was in the Northeast as well. I think. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of. They're sort of saying dark times ahead.
And let's face it, America's political system is, and the idea was to give everyone a say, but of course you can have New York. How many million people live in New York? 15 million? 8 million? That's right.
8 million.
So New York's got two senators, but so has Montana, that's got 2 million people. So it balances up.
Yeah, and all those other small places.
I'm going to go and have to get a drink of water.
Okay, we can continue on that one conversation though, Mick. So that's a fear regarding the midterm elections. What is Trump planning to do with his power that he's got to disrupt people to vote?
Well, I'm sure he's about disenfranchisement.
Yeah, and that's what that's the fear what people have. So it's about, it's just over 100 days to the midterm elections. Yeah. So,
oh, he'd be trying to pull every trick out of the book.
Yeah, well, he's trying every trick out of the book to, with this with the 2020 result, and that's come to naught.
Yeah.
And he's been shown to be a what I call an infantile boob.
Yeah. He keeps banging on about mail ballots. It's open to fraud, but this is an individual who votes by mail himself.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So it's okay for some people to vote by mail, but not those people.
Yeah, what do you mean by those people?
Yeah, exactly.
Non-citizens, what?
Mm. Yeah. And yet, shouldn't they be arguing about how much money is involved in American politics?
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. It's come up time and time again, this thing about no capping of campaign funds.
Yeah,
it's legal. Well, look at Thomas Massey, who was a Republican, quite a conservative one. You know, like us three here probably wouldn't agree with most of his policies, but he was against more war, etc.
And
of course he was critical of Israel's genocide against the Palestinians, and of course they put $30 million in against him.
Yeah,
and Thomas Massey was very popular. That's very hard and truth of ads and all that, and they used AI on him and showed pictures of him allegedly going in and out of motels with women, and of course a conservative base, and this was all AI, but they're allowed to do it.
It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah,
and I've got. I was telling you guys before we come in here. The Senate. There's a race in Michigan between Abdul Sayed and who do I say the other girl was? Forgotten now, but anyway, and she's a Democrat. They're both Democrats. They're trying to see who's going to be the candidate for the Senate, and $50 million has been put in to help this the other candidate against Abdul Sayed, because he's Arab, even though he's American born. But this other candidate is like Hayley Stevens is her name. She's a Democrat, and you'd call quite progressive and all that sitting. But of course, is right in the Israeli lobby playbook.
APAC.
You're talking about
$50 million.
Yeah, but you're talking about smear campaigns and AI. That's already creeping in over here. There's been allegations, references to it. I think at the beginning of this week or maybe last week, the spurious adverts with well-known politicians in situations which hadn't happened.
We may be safer here. I think we have stronger defamation laws.
I hope so.
Because America seems to be this freedom of speech.
But these AI things get so sophisticated. I mean, once upon a time, a photograph would tell a thousand words.
You
could tell if a photo had been doctored.
Yeah.
But now these AI, what do you call them? Messages.
It's not even photos anymore. They can do a film clip.
Yes.
Yeah, they can.
Completely spurious.
Yeah, and Bernie Sanders was talking about today. He had an announcement about Trump, and just so AI is just how's that going to affect all the electioneering come the midterms, etc. Because it's going to be all sort. And people don't see at the bottom. This is and if you look on YouTube, often you read something and you'll see in the fine print. This is has been AI.
Generated
in the fine print.
Yeah, but it's in the fine print. Or, you're just sitting there drinking your beer or mum's cooking tea. Are you looking at the fine print on the TV ad?
No, you're not.
Oh, there's that senator. I liked him, but look, he's going out. That's all you need,
Yeah.
Yeah, and he may be going out with his sister, for example. So the other part of that, the whole Trump argument as well, why hasn't, given his behaviours, and all that, and we think about what about the 25th Amendment? Why hasn't that actually been enacted?
What's in the 25th Amendment?
Well, it's a fourth part that I'm interested in. If he's incapable of governing,
any president, is
incapable.
But wouldn't they have to bring impeachment in?
No, potentially he could be removed from office.
Yeah,
he's incapable.
They talked about that with Biden, didn't they?
Yeah, mental incapacity.
The vice president could step up.
Because it's serious.
And Vance, really, with all his faults, has far more ability.
Yeah, well, we can see that.
I wouldn't throw him any further than I could throw Trump.
No, yeah. but he's able to speak. And
Again, we get. But the problem is he more palatable? What's the substance behind the words?
And actually, you feel anyone who's following Trump in the end, unless we're not reading the room right, but anyone who's following Trump, even if they're capable, unless the Democrats trip over themselves, which they could, it's a bit of a poison chalice. Mm. You know what I mean? Like Biden only got in because he did such a bad job for the first 4 years,
and the Democrats are trying again. By saying vote for us because we're not as bad as the other guy.
Yeah, they're not offering you.
Well, they should be offering things like we'll turn off the tap for Israel, for example.
Yeah,
some are. Yeah, but they're doing like Keir Starmer, who contested the last election by not contesting it.
Yeah,
that's
by the same thing. Yeah.
It's appallingly
vote
stupid.
For us because we're better than them.
That's appalling stupid, isn't it?
But that happens around the world. Nat's been in for a while, let's vote Labour, and then Labour's been in for a while, let's vote... You know, there's a lot of that goes on, sadly.
It should be based on ability.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, ability seems to get superseded by brand.
And stupidity.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because added to this whole thing with Trump is the continuation of the illegal war in Iran.
And I was saying that before we came on here. Now, you don't hear much about Israel's involvement in it, but it's just America bombing and killing people in Iran, etc.
Yeah.
And causing destruction. And Israel's egged, we know that Israel encouraged America to do it. Excuse me. And now America's taken over.
Yeah.
Israel's sitting back, smiling.
Well, they're busy because they're still bombing Lebanon.
Yeah, or killing people.
And killing people in Gaza still, even though it's ceasefire.
Or murdering people, that's probably the better word.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's continuing. And what the US are doing is attacking or bombing civilian infrastructure.
Mm.
Yeah. They're not military.
And they started it. Yeah. And, you know, Trump keeps going on about, open the Strait of Hormuz, and now they're talking about charging a fee to anyone to use. The Americans are.
Mm. Mm.
You know, when Iran sort of said, well, we want a fee for people going through, you can't do that, international waters, and now America's considering
that. This week they had a press conference, and he was saying that he had minimised civilian casualties in Iran.
Well, that's BS anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they could. It could be considered, well, they haven't put big stuff on civilian residential areas, but they're still killing people.
Yeah. They bombed that school.
Yeah.
Early on, that's a civilian target. Yeah.
But I think there's already been 5,000 people killed, in Iran, and that's,
most of them are probably civilians. Most of them are probably
civilians. But even if you're in the military, you were just a soldier. You didn't go out and go and attack America. You're defending your homeland, and you're getting killed for it.
Now you'll be getting these messages particularly out of Iran about death to America and stuff like that, and you have the potential, and it's probably going to become more clearer, of having lone wolf attacks on U.S. soil.
Yeah. Exactly.
And whose fault is that?
If you lost family members or something else,
then you imagine the repercussions of that, all Iranian American citizens being rounded up.
Well, that's the danger too. Yeah.
And
there's an old saying, revenge is like corned beef, it's best served cold. So someone who's lost their family 15 years ago,
could be asleep.
Could still sitting there going, I'm going to get you one day,
It may not be me, maybe my grandson.
Yeah.
It'd be a sleeper.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Feuds and all that can last a long time.
Yeah, very much so. Mm. So be careful what you wish for, Donald Trump.
It's just sad because, the wealthy Americans, many of them have got, and middle class, because they've got shares through their retirement funds, all in military factories that make the bombs and the weaponry.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much money in it. And everyone goes, it's America. But actually, we know that there's plenty of, a lot of politicians, et cetera, like they call it the revolving door. You go from being a politician to being on the board of one of the arms businesses. So there's a lot of interconnection between them. And there's money in it. There's huge amounts of money in it.
Huge amount of money in war. And the other main news of the week, we're leaving USA, fortunately, is the nomination of
Mr. Paul Henry.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, this is in New Zealand.
Yeah. And I was reading before we came on air that Henry says he absolutely loved New Zealand and says no excuse for us to be in the situation we are in now. Because he was disappointed with National. So he's now signed up with ACT. And why is it that people's expectations in this country are so low? You know, you look around and you think it's absolute paradise. Why are people's expectations so low? And I thought, well, maybe some of the people who've got low expectations are the ones that struggle in the bottom of the heap.
Yeah.
And he's got no connection with them at all.
Of course he has.
He
said he would like to build a world-class cancer hospital in New Zealand. He believed he could get wealthy donations to...
Yeah.
But, well, it is what it is. We're in a democracy. Anyone can put themselves...
And he got what we're talking about before on here is he's got recognition.
Brand.
Yeah. Brand. So, you're an ex-rugby player or broadcaster.
He's a public figure.
Yeah.
He had some previous controversy. Apparently, he resigned from his role as host of the TV breakfast show after his remarks about the former chief minister of Delhi, Sheila Dixit.
He carried on like an imbecile.
He made a mustache on a lady. Something like that.
And
that's the quality of candidates.
That Indian minister, I think she was part of Rajiv Gandhi's government.
Okay. It was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and she died in the last 10 years. She was quite.
Let's face it, ACT and all those most of them. Let's face it, not many. So that we'll already be on ACT's list, I suppose. You know, because.
And once they've approached Mike Hoskins.
Duplessis.
Yeah. Oh, those idiots.
But let's face it, it's far easier being like a Mike Hoskin and just firing shots than actually being in Parliament.
I mean, that's what he's good at. He's good at repartee and throwing one-liners, but as a politician.
Unfortunately,
people would vote for him because he's a well-known brand.
Well, and X just Paul, interested in
I used to watch Paul Henry. Right? I used to like his show, and they would carry it up from... liking his show to actually voting for him. That's what the worry.
I don't like him at all.
Has ACT still got an electorate MP? David Seymour?
Van Velden was the other one.
She was also an electorate
MP. She turfed at that, was it Northcote or North Shore? No, I think maybe Northcote, wasn't it?
I thought it was down Pakeranga way, wasn't it?
I think it was over the bridge, I think.
Okay.
Turfed out...
she's resigned. She's leaving, isn't she?
Yeah, she's retiring.
Yeah. She was a Green, and then she went to ACT. Quite interesting, wasn't it?
If she was honest in the colours and didn't pretend to be a Green when she really wasn't...
So which one was she being dishonest about? But which one was she... a facade? Yeah. The Green, probably. Yeah.
Talking about Green, I see that Greens have... they're pushing for automatic union membership. So what do you guys think about that? Automatic
membership? I've always been a fan of compulsory unionism. I think... unions have been weakened dramatically.
Oh, ever since a certain person who just died recently introduced the Employment Contracts Act.
Yeah. And of course, let's face it, what are the strong unions in New Zealand?
Teachers.
Nurses.
PSA.
Maybe the
PSA, but not even PSA doesn't have like 90%
the numbers it used to have. So this idea almost it's compulsory.
Well, it used to be, of course, and of course the Tories hated it because you know
Labour's been non-committal about this policy.
Yeah, but it gives you a lot more strength from a working class perspective for job if everyone in the workplace
the number of people who grizzled about paying union subs but when the union negotiated a pay rise or improved their conditions put the hand out to accept it but you haven't paid your subs.
In more modern times people aren't in the union but of course the company to keep the union weak or the ministry or whatever would always offer this we'd do the negotiating and then the offer would go to the non-unionists, you know? And people wouldn't necessarily vote on principle, it was just money. Voting on themselves, yeah. looking in the mirror.
So they're pushing for that.
So what do you think, Craig? You think it should be, union membership should be automatic?
Yeah, because currently it's just voluntary.
I still belong to the
Air 2 one, even though...
It gives people decry the state of the working classes and all that, and things are bad.
Because they're being picked off from one place to another. There's no national collective
strength.
And
the ones that are still doing okay are nurses, teachers. Yeah. What's their commonality?
Numbers.
Strong unions. Yeah. You know, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, this is a typical ACT response to this. Mm. Yeah, no, you know, Palm Jet Palmer, the ACT MP, also probably a closet racist as well. Yeah, said the move would replace free choice with government coercion by pushing New Zealanders into an organisation they never chose to join. That's typical.
I would have a proviso on that. You don't have to be in a union, but then that means you don't pick up the things negotiated.
Yeah, so if you're not putting in the subs, you don't get it.
No.
And then people, it just goes on and on.
But going back to the Henry thing, it says in here this article. Peter's claim responded by claiming ACT had learned of Jaeger. You know, he'd been in trouble over inappropriate behaviour with young men.
Oh, right.
Yeah, former ACT president.
Right.
Well, he got an extra. I think he got an extra charge, which he's pleaded guilty to. But Peter says ACT had learned of Jaeger's court appearance at 7 p.m. on Monday and alleged that's why the party announced Henry's candidacy the following day to cover it over.
Yeah, distraction.
Yeah, distraction. A bit of a Trump.
So which area is Paul Henry going to represent? Or is it
going to be a list? It'd just be a list. They all tend to stand in a nominal electorate.
Yeah.
But let's face it, ACT, New Zealand First, the Greens, they all just rely on the list. Because we have a proportional representation, which is great.
They target the party.
And that's what we've got to remember. Even if he gets in, and there's some, New Zealand First has got some very questionable candidates, in my opinion. But democracy, if they get 10-15% of the vote, that's what people really need to do. When you're voting for these parties, just see who's in the top of the list.
Yeah, check the list.
Just see who that you're going to be having to look at on TV. Because if the Nats need New Zealand First in government, you could have some relatively unpalatable people being ministers.
Even more so.
Yeah. And I think you're right about the New Zealand First one there, Fred.
There's an article in the Herald today. I haven't read it.
But, quite unpalatable characters in there, including... that clown Alfred Narrow.
Yeah, Michael Laws is another in there.
Laws, Stuart Nash, as you were saying.
And they're not necessarily unpalatable, but they definitely have are known for some sort of what do you call it out there politics.
Well, we know that Narrow is a Zionist.
Yeah,
and also I call him Thug Narrow because of an action that he did because he's a teacher.
Yeah,
and they were having a I don't know if it was a prayer or something, and a teacher didn't bow your head down that.
Yeah,
back over his head.
Is that made the news? Did it?
That's why I call them.
That's the downside of lists. You can and some of the people that are in cabinet and that, they're really just interested in being a list MP. They don't really want to go and listen to Mrs. Smith and about her three cats being dangerous.
That's what people need to do when they vote, as you said, Fred. Just look over your party lists.
Look up the top 15 who's in there and suss them out a bit,
There's some questionable characters there.
There's always been questionable characters.
Mm. Speaking of which, there was a former ACT MP who was, his name had been suppressed over a particular charge, and that that suppression has been lifted. And his name was, I think, David Brazil.
What was he in trouble for?
Assault, I think.
Yeah. And we've got to remember, just because someone's in the party, the crime they commit or get pinged for, whatever, is done as the individual.
Yeah, which I think is a good thing, to name the person.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the party, it's just the man.
Yeah.
Himself, yeah. What else there, Mick?
Well, a cartoon from Sharon Murdoch. This is in relation to the suspected case of bird flu in
Melbourne.
For the benefit of listeners, the cartoon has a chicken manoeuvring a carcass out of the way, and there's a thrush, looks like, who's saying, "Guys, guys, it's just a tickle," and there's another one who's carc on his back, dead. And it just says, if you see three more sick or dead birds in a group, ring 0800 80 99 66.
Yeah, that's quite important.
Yeah, because that has implications for, you know, for other poultry farming and wild birds. And
they have been trying to, you know, in the zoos, they've been, what do you call it?
Inoculating. They had an image of them inoculating a takahe because they were looking at those endangered species like takahe, kakapo, kakariki, but I'm not too sure which one. Plovers, shore plovers, and black stilts or black oyster catchers, one of those ones.
I think I remember Australia, was it last year, they had a case where it crossed to a human being?
Yeah.
It can do, yeah.
So it's a possibility it could be zoonotic.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Things can, what do you call it?
Well, we're in closer proximity to, you know, nature reserves and whatnot. As well as the poultry farms, but
So it's a fear amongst conservationists for the endangered birds.
Plus, I suppose, is like nothing good about it, but the pluses, we've known they've had time to get some strategies.
Yeah, I hope they've had used the time wisely and put some strategies.
But we've got
in
a big coastline. We've got
it'd be impossible.
Because the bird that they
but
found
I hope this lot had got some sort of plan
moving forward.
They've got two now. I see in the paper today that they're up to number two. They found another.
Right. Was another skewer?
I didn't see. I didn't read it. But I just said. Yeah. Found the second case.
Because that bird that they found initially, they euthanized. So
And any sort of scavenger birds. I see that hawk, kahu.
They're scavenger.
Will eat another carcass, etc.
Their nature's cleaner.
Yeah. What have they done? One of the aviaries, they put a finer netting over the Auckland Zoo or something.
To protect the, I think it was a...
Stop the sparrows getting in, because sparrows can go in and out. Because let's face it, you feed something that's in captivity, there's in for bird feed or an animal, whatever, sparrows especially will come in and if they can and pick them away. Yeah.
Yeah, we watch them at the Hildale Zoo. They do that before,
And speaking, did I tell you, I think we said the Hildale Zoo, the aviary there is wonderful, you know?
At
the Hamilton Zoo.
So I suspect that they will be doing the same, fine netting over the birds.
They might even, they might even stop access to public for a while. If it goes through as a bit of a tsunami, if the cases start climbing.
Yes.
And even in our areas where there's stuff, they should say, okay, well, we'll just have to limit who goes onto the.
Because even if humans aren't at risk themselves, they can end up spreading it if they're going from one area to another.
Yeah.
And they've done it before. Mm. They've gone out.
But the problem is with our coastlines, and even offshore islands and coastlines, to the territory of Matangi and Little Barrier, because they're just got open coast and birds all just go over.
Yeah.
Even though there'll be no human involved.
Yeah. No, birds fly.
And they'll spread it that way. Yeah. And there's endangered species on those islands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. I hope they do a better job, because the last time that we had a breakout like of this magnitude was that bovis
thing? Bovine.
Which was a poor job.
Yeah.
And it was the former government had to pick up the tab and compensate the farmers.
The people paid
for it. Yeah, compensate the farmers.
Cockies and all that.
Yeah. So I hope they do a better job. Yeah. Time will tell. That's it, Mick.
Well, this is the headline. This is an opinion piece in the Times on Tuesday. And headline reads, "The patients the health system has decided don't count." Second heading says, "The fact that access must be rationed is not the scandal. The scandal is rationing that disappears from the statistics." This is an opinion piece by Dylan Mordaunt, who's a medical doctor and health economist. And he opens the article with, "Health New Zealand will continue publishing detailed hospital waiting list spreadsheets after reporting by the Post over the weekend," led Health Minister Simeon Brown to reiterate the expectations of the agency. That decision deserves support. Yet the data still describes only people admitted to a measured queue. It does not show the queue before the queue. Referrals declined, returned or deferred because a service cannot accept them. That omission matters because the government's targets now focused on how long patients wait for a first specialist assessment or elective treatment, with a 2030 goal of 95% waiting less than 4 months. A service that can improve those measures by increasing capacity and seeing people sooner. It can also improve them by narrowing the front door. That's and goes on right. and on and on. Yeah. So, yeah, the system is, yeah, there's
it's look like
they're creating creative accounting with the stats.
Statistics.
Yeah, that's the thing that you have your first
assessment,
and then you don't have any more.
Mm. Yeah.
Because what Labor was doing was you have your first assessment and a follow up.
Yeah.
So the follow up's all just gone.
It's gone. Yeah.
Yeah. We.
So this is all sleight of hand stuff. This.
Well, and then you can say, oh well, it's like the emergency housing thing. Yeah. Oh no,
the numbers have come down.
Only
because they've shoved them to one side.
Yeah. But the itinerant campers are up. You know.
Yeah.
We had this sort of conversation with.
So this health system is really creaking.
Yeah,
we've had two episodes of people dying in emergency departments, or one of them dying in an emergency department recently.
And then that girl that died down I think it was Queenstown.
Yeah, Simmons Bay response was, oh, we're going to build a new 28-bed, which we talked about last week, but it's still in the design stage. Yeah. And it's not just beds, it's staff.
Health
departments.
Budget cuts. Yeah. Yeah, I had this conversation with a colleague.
They've got vacancies for doctors, but they can't recruit them because the budget cuts. So...
Yeah, so the
priority, but then they get the agency consulting doctors to fill in the shortfall to cover, and they think, well, if you can afford to pay agency staff to come in, why can't you pay decent wages to regular staff
to do the follow-up consultation?
Yeah, it's just
A colleague,
unbelievable.
We had a conversation about it because their daughter had a health issue. There was that initial consultation,
yeah.
But there's going to be no follow-up. It's almost like it's been self-medicating yourself.
Yeah. Hmm. So it's almost pointless going for the first assessment if you're not going to get a follow-up.
And that's where the subject, Labor did it differently. They did it the two steps.
Yeah.
They've cut off one of the steps to save money, and you get compromised lives. Yeah.
Well, I say, and it's what's the reality? The reality is we've got an ageing population.
Mm.
And if our population is ageing and if our population grows, you're going to have more, the same percentage of people. If you're poor, you're going to have more health issues, etc. It's going to creak, isn't it? You know?
But these decisions are made by people who are not affected by their decisions.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're all right.
They're all right. Yeah.
Yeah, they get private health insurance.
And if it gets too complicated, they go back to a state-funded hospital because they've got the equipment or the expertise.
To do it, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Short-sighted.
Yeah, very short-sighted. And one last thing I've got here, apparently Hamilton East has been outed as the city's worst offender when it comes to tipping any old trash from rats to sex toys into the recycling bin. I have to... Sex toys? But anyway, yeah, worst cycle recycle.
You may be able to recycle.
When the I don't even want to go there. When the red tag warnings of recycling rebels are tallied, one city suburb is well above the rest. Apparently, a suburb that stretches from stacked student flats near the university to leafy bungalow-lined streets bordering the city's bohemian court... Someone's waxing lyrical here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chalked up almost 1,900 red tags issued for contaminated bins. Previous year was 1,866. So 12 months to December last year. Franklin was second with 1,293, followed by Norton, 1,284, Chartwell with 943, and Flagstaff with 705. Forget the stereotype of grubby students biffing half-eaten pizza and empty booze bottles in the red bin. Councillors say recycling contamination is a nationwide issue, with busy households and confusion over recycling rules contributing. I find that a bit of a stretch. Confusion over recycling rules.
Yeah.
All right. How long have we had these bins?
Yeah.
For a little while.
For a while now.
But I do notice because
it's kind of funny.
But there's a lot of people don't rinse their milk bottles. They and my issue is not so much the recycling thing as. whatever you're doing, whenever you put something in your recycling bin, make sure it's as clean as possible, you know, like rinse it out, etc., because there's human beings who have to work in the sorting thing.
Yeah.
Do you really want to work in it where there's all this rotten milk? And I've seen it. They've got milk bottles and the top's still on, and there's milk in the bottom.
And it's probably starting to swell.
But, you know, let's face it, we've also got to get people to understand it, right? You've got a tin.
Yeah,
sure. Just give it a little rinse.
Of course, the bigger problem is that you get a truckload of recycling, it's contaminated with a single
thing. Then they have to chuck it out.
The whole lot goes.
Yeah, a dirty nappy in it.
Yeah, that's the whole lot.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you're quite right. I've walked past on Mondays in the city, walked past some food scrap bin, you're thinking, gee, talk about hum.
Mm.
And they haven't been.
You wash them after they've been emptied.
Sadly, and I think, you know, they've got...
But this must be sort of willful. I mean, we've had bins for a number of years now. I'm sure we're not going to call for another education programme.
Well, I think the problem is we do have a revolving population. Hamilton receives a lot of migrants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you don't come from an area that, you just don't know.
And also part of the problem
English
is,
maybe?
You know, some of the plastics has got different numbers, but they're very, very small. And if you've got an eyesight problem,
One of the things I've seen in recent times, you know how you have the, you may have the margarine or the Olivani containers or some of the other smaller containers. Sometimes I'll have on it an image of the main container, recyclable, the lid.
No.
In the rubbish.
Mm.
Yeah.
And even caps. We don't recycle caps, which just seems a pity, but, there's no caps.
So, but I'm a bit of a stirrer.
Yeah.
It's never perfect,
but I always think, at least if the plastic's clean and you get it wrong, that's not as bad as putting a nappy in or putting dirt in.
If you're going to have numbered plastics, make it so you can read it.
Mm.
Mm. I have this trick. I sort of fold the plastic milk lid and shove it in the bottle.
Well, you're not meant to do that.
I do it, but I do it.
Yeah, but see, that's not helping the system. They'll chuck their bottle out.
Yeah, to me, that's rather poor because it is a recyclable.
Yeah, but I mean,
but the tin foil can't be recycled, isn't it?
Yeah, we know
the cap's probably a different one than the two for the milk bottle. That's your issue.
Yeah, that's
so. Then they can't. They can't. They won't sort it, so they'll chuck that in the rubbish.
Just a chipper.
But also, the biggest problem is the amount of rubbish and recycling we generate every week, every year.
Yeah,
numbers keep going up.
Phenomenal
amounts of stuff.
We tend to put the yellow little bin out every 4 weeks.
Yeah,
for us.
Yeah, I think it goes back. It's about like climate crisis and everything. It's got to get people. Have got to want to do their bit. You know, we're still missing a lot in that case. It's not I'll put this right in there because I have to. It's actually should be. I want to do this because it's actually good for the planet, good for our city. Da da da. We still miss
but
that.
It has
point.
To be done en masse.
And that comes back to the betterment of society and all that. I'm doing this. I'm encouraging to have a bird feeder in my thing.
But if you're a beneficiary in a block of flats and life's not good,
not feel invested in it, so you think...
Well, to hell with them. That's
my way of protesting.
There's a particular street, and I've been down First Street in Hamilton East when I go and see one of my clients. There's a particular block of flats where outside on the sidewalk you're thinking, and it's all mixed up.
It's just
stuff all over the place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the council comes along, clears all the way, and then it's back. It just keeps regenerating.
Yeah, and what does that cost?
Citizens, through our rates, directly or indirectly, that comes at the cost.
Oh, yeah, whether you're paying rates or you're paying rent. The council have to do something with it, and even if it doesn't get sorted and goes to the wasteful, it still costs, you know? And that's why schools and education, it's you know, things that you learn from a habit when you're young
you guys were at school like me, it'd be some sort of campaign.
Yeah.
Some sort of community project.
Yep.
And they would get all the schools involved, the teachers and the kids. And that's how you get most of the support, is get the young kids, because they take it on board, this is a good idea, and go for it. So the kids would then persuade the parents to
do it too.
Whereas it's hard to get an adult once you're in a bit of a habit of something.
Well, you're in bad habits.
Yeah,
Be a Tidy Kiwi was the one, I think.
Yeah, all that. It's all pride in your community.
Yeah. There's just things that we just naturally do at home. You have the glass, you wash it all out, clean it, make sure it's clean, strip the label off and put it in the green crate. Yeah,
take the tops off is the thing. Because it's about time. When they're sorting anything, they go, oh, that's too hard. Look at that mess. And it just goes to the landfill.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't realise you had to take the labels off the glass containers.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to, but we do anyway. Because sometimes when they throw the glass into the clear glass, it sometimes breaks, and that sticky label will hold the glass together, and that's probably non-recyclable.
But we're very good with glass and paper.
Yeah.
As far as recycling our percentages.
It's the plastics. It's
the plastics.
Yeah, the plastic part of it, yeah.
And maybe in time the science will come along, technology, and they will be able to do caps, etc., because there'll be some sort of magnetic thing they can grab a number three or whatever it is, and it just sorts, but yeah.
Yeah.
But still lots of parts in areas in New Zealand still don't have recycling.
No.
So it just all goes in.
I was talking to my brother yesterday, and we were talking about fly tipping, and we're talking about taking pride in the community, because he's just joined a community group in where he lives in Croatia, and they go around clean the beaches because people leave stuff. And I've lost the point. I've lost my thread of thought.
That's all right, mate.
It's all about garbage.
Yeah.
Community spirit. No, it's still gone. Sorry.
Okay, it's all right.
But you do have these campaigns where people go to the beaches, they clean their stuff up.
Mostly it's volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers do it. Yeah,
but that's great. That's happening. But to me, the efforts of why are we allowing manufacturers to do wipes?
But the volunteer groups picking up the garbage is a reaction to the problem instead of the manufacturers being made to try and reduce the amount of packaging.
Yeah, we still have baby wipes, and then what does the council spend all their money? That big flooding in Wellington earlier on in the year
was
all from clogged nappies and baby poo wipes and all that sort of thing, that don't rot down quick enough. Mm.
They had that big, like those monster blockages in pipes in London.
Oh, we've had fatbergs here too.
These are massive things here.
In Brighton, they found fat in the gully traps underneath the road. And the amount of fat was equivalent to the size of a double-decker bus.
That's what I mean, that sort of thing.
And it had to be chiselled out.
Mm. Well, it's even here. You don't put oil or fat down, shouldn't put it down down your drain pipe.
And on that sorted note.
On that slippery slope.
On that poorie note, should you know?
Yeah, that too.
See you next week.
See you next week. You'll catch us on a podcast or on www.freefm.org.nz.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.